looking for more here. Four runs now on six hits for Rancho. Next pitch, ground ball, left side. Castagnon has it, goes to second for one. Hoffman bluffs the throw to first. No play there. So now it's first and third, one away. McLean forced out. Bittison aboard on the 5-4 fielder's choice. Here's Taylor Young, who walked his first time up. Kicking the first pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Next pitch from Snyder, breaking ball in there, strike two. No balls, two strikes. Next pitch, misses high, one and two the count. Taylor Young with Bubba Alin, the leadoff batter, on deck. 4-3 Quakes in the fourth. The 1-2 from Snyder, and a ground ball to short could be two. Merrill flips to second one. Hoffman to first, double play, and it's a scoreless inning for Snyder. No runs, a hit, an error, one left. On to the bottom of the fourth, 4-3 Quakes.
All right, so we're going to drill back up on the home dugout, and it's now time to play Let's Make a Deal with Cavs. I got three volunteers down here. So no matter what, you guys get the prize. We're starting with you. I will give you whatever's inside the brown box or the yellow box. Which one do you want? And whichever one you don't choose, you're going to get that one. So it's all up to you. Which one do you take your own? Brown box? Okay, open it up. Let's see what you got. Just rip it open. It's not Christmas. Perfect. There you go. You got four storm hats. Not bad. Share with your family. Okay, now, you have the yellow box, and I'll give you the yellow box, or I will give you two storm tickets. You'll take the box, or I'll give you the box, or I'll give you four storm tickets. You still want the box? All right, you can take the box. All right, now, what was in there? A sunshade, a fanny pack, and some tickets anyway. It's a good choice. All right, you're the last one. Now, I will give you eight storm tickets, or I will give you the last little box. Eight storm tickets? Here, great choice. You get the tickets, and then, sir, you get the little white box, and they make a good choice because there's edible plugs in there. So, you get to take that home, share it with your family. Yeah, I'll give you tickets if you need one right now. Is he gonna do it?
Justin Farmer, or rather Angel Solarte, leading off for the Storm here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch breaking ball for strike one from Gabe Emmett. No balls and one strike. Solarte, Aquino, and Hoffman do up for Lake Elsinore as Emmett deals the 0-1 pitch. And Solarte grounds one to short. McLean backs up, gloves, throws to first in time. Dangerous game there by McLean, backing up on the ground ball, but able to make the play nevertheless. And here's Charlie Aquino. Aquino, then Wyatt Hoffman. 4-3 Quakes our score. And the first pitch to Aquino, he swings, fouls it off, 0-1. Aquino on the 0-1. Takes inside, almost hit by a breaking ball. No balls, rather one ball, one strike. Elsewhere in the Cal League tonight, Fresno's at Inland Empire. Grizzlies lead the 66ers 1-0 end of the first inning. Pitch to Aquino misses high, it's 2-1. Visalia and Modesto scoreless, top of the second. Aquino swings, fouls one off his leg, and he'll take a seat as he goes down to the ground. Now gets up. It's 2-2. And Stockton is at San Jose. They're in the top of the third, no score. Two and two, the wind in the pitch. And Aquino waves and misses it, a pitch outside. He strikes out, second out of the inning. The first strikeout for Gabe Emmett. Two out, here's Wyatt Hoffman. First pitch to Hoffman. Ground ball left side, diving play by the third baseman, Bittison, up, throws to first and gets Hoffman to end the inning. What a play. And we go to the fifth inning. It's 4-3 Quakes. Bubba Alin, the leadoff hitter for the Quakes, leading off here in the top of the fifth. First pitch takes a breaking ball for strike one. No balls and one strike. Next pitch from Snyder, the 0-1. And that one in there. No balls and two strikes the count. Bubba Alin, a booming triple to left field his last time up. He's 1-for-2. Pitch swung on and missed. He strikes out. Strikeout number 4 for Duncan Snyder. One out here in the fifth inning. And Jake Vogel coming up. First pitch here to Vogel. Misses low. It's ball one, 1-0. Breaking ball in there. It's 1-1. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Rancho. 3 runs, 3 hits, and 1 error for the Storm. Snyder's 1-1. Breaking ball down and away. Check swing. They appeal down. Tipton says no swing. Snyder, 2-1. Breaking ball's in there for a strike. It's 2-2. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. And Snyder has back-to-back strikeouts and five strikeouts now through 3 2/3. Two out in the fifth. Here's Dalton rushing. Rushing 1-for-2. Hitting from the left side, he digs in. Snyder set above the belt. First pitch to rushing. And Dalton swings, sends a fly ball left center field. Zavala over to get it. In the gap, makes the catch, and that's a quick 1-2-3 top of the fifth for Duncan Snyder. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home. It's 4-3 Rancho. Jackson Merrill, first pitch swinging here in the bottom of the fifth. Grounds one to short. McLean fields, throws to first, and Merrill is out. One shortstop grounds out to the other. And a quick first out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Batter now Juan Zavala. New pitcher into the game for Rancho. It's a right-hander, Orlando Ortiz. Third pitcher of the game for the Quakes, and his first pitch to Zavala is taken high, ball one. So Gabe Emmett, better than the last time we saw him here. Gave up one run over 2 1/3, just one hit. He struck out one, he walked one. And the 1-0 to Zavala swung on and missed. One ball, one strike. Storm trail 4-3. Ortiz, the kick, the 1-1. Zavala swings and lines one to right. That's down for a hit. One out single. Storm have a runner at first here. And Marcos Castañon coming up. First pitch to Castagnan is a strike. 0-1. Next pitch. Castagnan swings and misses, 0-2. Marcos, right-handed hitter. Runner at first, one out, Storm trailing by a run. And Ortiz, the 0-2. Runner goes, and the pitch swung on and fouled back. Balls, two strikes on Castagnan. Marcos has walked twice in this one. Ortiz set the pitch. Low, ball one. Pickoff, throw to first, runner back in. One ball, two strikes, and one out. The pitch from Ortiz, fouled off by Castagnan. We'll do it again at a ball and two strikes. There, William Cedeno on deck. Castagnan waiting. Ortiz the stretch and the pitch. A ground ball sharply hit to third, lunging to his left is Bittison. His only play is to first and gets the out there. Zabala goes to second, now two down in the inning. Here's Cedeno. Nerwillian Cedeno, 1-for-2 with a triple and an RBI. And the first pitch to him is taken on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike, two out, runner at second. Cedeno with Justin Farmer waiting on deck, 0-1. And the pitch from Ortiz, swing and a little tapper back towards the mound. Ortiz backhands, throws to first, and gets Cedeno in time. That ends the inning. No runs, a hit, a man left on. To the sixth, Quakes four, and the Storm three.
Special group all over with us tonight. How are your special day?
Junior Garcia leading off in the top of the sixth for the Quakes against Duncan Snyder. First pitch from the right-hander, and it's up and away for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Garcia, Fernandez, and Nevin do up from Rancho. Snyder ready, 1-0, the pitch. And Garcia fouls it back to our right, 1-1. One-one. Breaking ball down and away, 2-1. Two-one from Snyder. Foul back into the screen, and it's 2-2. The 2-2 from Snyder, fouled off to the left. Four runs, six hits for the Quakes, three runs, four hits, and an error for the Storm. Game one of this six-game series. It's a big road trip for Rancho as they try to climb back in the standings. 2-2, here it comes from Snyder, and it's swung on and fouled off at the plate. That's the thing about this league. You play the teams in your division so often, and you play them for six straight games. You get hot in a six-game series, and you can really change the standings. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a fly ball center field. Zavala backing up. Now coming in a few steps, and the center fielder makes the catch for out number one here in the sixth. Here's Yainer Fernandez. Fernandez homered his first time, struck out looking his last time up. Snyder's first pitch to him. And Fernandez chops one left side. Castañón, chest high hop, throws quickly to first. Cedeno with a good stretch. Two down.
First base is Kyle Nevin.
Now Kyle Nevin. Kyle digs in. Two out, nobody on. And the first pitch, Nevin swings, grounds one to the hole at short. Merrill's got it, throws to first, low. Cedeno fields it on a hop, and that ends the inning. 1-2-3 for Snyder, and on we go to the bottom of the sixth. Storm trail by one. It's 4-3, Rancho.
Catcher, starting with you, what is the name of the song that Queen Elsa sings as she builds her ice castle in Ruby Frozen?
Easy, let's go.
Nailed it. How many films did Sean Connery play James Bond in?
Seven.
Seven, yeah, that's pretty good. Which Indiana Jones movie was released back in 1984? Yep. How many Lord of the Rings films are there? Which actor appeared in films Face Off and Ghost Rider?
Okay.
Yep. Who played Wolverine?
Yep.
Which actress won the Oscar for Best Actress in 2003? No, Nicole Kidman. The young Victoria was played by which British actress? Emily Blunt. All right, this is the last one. How many letters are in the alphabet? 26. Yeah, catcher, they're going to do. They got six right. Now I'm going to head to another row of three outs. We'll see if they can get more than six right. Because it's time for mail for your row. Good job, guys.
Justin Farmer at the plate for the Storm. They're down by one. First pitch from Ortiz, and he swings and grounds one into center. Base hit. Farmer has his third hit of the game, 3-for-3. Here's Samuel Zavala. Throw over to first base, Farmer back in. 4-3 Quakes. Zavala at the plate, hitting from the left side. Today, 0-for-1 with a walk. And the pitch to him misses outside, ball 1-1-0. The 1-0 pitch on the inside corner for a strike, 1-1. One and one. Next pitch, breaking ball in there, 1-2. Zavala swings to the next one, fouls it away. We'll do it again, 1-2. Solarte on deck, next pitch, and Zavala takes down and in. Check swing, the appeal, no swing, 2-2. Gorgeous sunset sky over the diamond right now. As we play on this Tuesday night, 808. The announced attendance here in Lake Elsinore. 2-2. Ortiz sets. And the righty deals. Runner goes from first. Zavala swings, grounds one up the middle, takes away the double play. Second baseman Young has it, throws to first, and Zavala is out. Farmer goes to second. One down. Solarte, right-handed hitter. First pitch from Ortiz. Down and away, kicks away, and Farmer's going to go to third on a wild pitch. So the Storm have the tying run 90 feet away, and a 1-0 count on Solarte. Infield up for the Quakes, the pitch. Off the catcher's glove, here comes Farmer, and he'll score standing up. And he collides with the pitcher and the home plate umpire, Shinko Ishizawa. And everybody shakes hands and makes sure everybody else is okay. Farmer goes back to the dugout. That ties the game at 4, and Ishizawa definitely looks a little bit shaken up. But that ties the game, and that is a pass ball. So wild pitch movement to third, a pass ball brings him home, 4-4 the score. And Solarte with a 2-0 count getting ready to step back in. And Shin Koishizawa ready to go, back behind the plate. 2-0. Ortiz deals, and it's down and away, 3-0. Next pitch, grounded to third, off the chest of the third baseman, Bittison, and that is probably going to be an error on the Quakes' third baseman. E5, runner at first, one out. First pitch, Aquino swings, fouls it away. Everybody have your hands. 0-1. Ortiz, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Wyatt Hoffman on deck. Runner at first, one out. Next pitch, pulled foul on the ground. And the count, 0-2 on Aquino. Ortiz, the 0-2. Swing and a fly ball deep to left. Vogel backs up. He's got a play. And he makes the catch. There's Wyatt Hoffman. Two out, runner at first. Hoffman, right-handed hitter, takes up an in ball one. One ball, no strikes. Ortiz on 1-0. And the pitch. Hoffman pulls it foul. 1-1. Next pitch, swung on and missed. 1-2 on Hoffman. 4-4 our score. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Quakes and Storm in the first game of this six-game series. Hoffman, 0-2, struck out, grounded out to third. He's grounded out to third, a diving play by the third baseman, Bittison. Here he swings and misses at the 1-2. Strikes out swinging, and the inning is over. But the Storm do score one run. On one hit, there was one error. We go to the seventh, 4-4.
And they're Quakes fans, so let's see how smart they are. All right, this is the first one. What was the name of the actor who played Jack Dawson in Titanic? Yep. And which popular TV show House, Targaryen, and Stark? Which TV show featured House, Targaryen, and Stark? Yep, Game of Thrones. I can't say that. Which cartoon characters lives in a pineapple under the sea? Yep. In what year was the first episode of South Park aired?
1997.
Yeah. How old was Coco Gauff when she first beat Venus Williams? Yep. In which year did Usain Bolt set his 100 meters in 9.58 seconds for a world record? 2009. How many times has Rafael Nadal won the French Open by March 2020?
Yes. All right, this is for the win. Who did Forbes name the youngest self-made billionaire in 2019? And for the win, the Quakes fans won it. I'm so sorry, Stone Crabs. We got lucky somehow. All right, Mac, back to you.
Top of the seventh inning, first pitch, swung on, popped up into foul territory. Cedeno over to make the catch, and Sean McClain fouls out to begin the seventh inning. One gone, here comes Nick Bittison. Bittison digging in, one out, nobody on base. Beautiful twilight sky here at the Diamond tonight, especially looking back towards the mountains on the other side of the ballpark, other side of home plate. Pitch down and away, ball one, 1-0. Orange, purple clouds setting over the lake and the mountains. Great night here, 1-0. Breaking balls in there, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Snyder kicks, delivers, and the pitch hit in the air, left field. Solarte didn't see it at first. Now he finds it and somehow makes the catch. He really struggled to see that pitch or that fly ball, but makes the catch on it. Two down. And here's Taylor Young. Two out, nobody on base. Top of the seventh. Game tied 4-4. Young walked and hit into a double play in this one. Stands in, two out, nobody on. Snyder comes set. And the first pitch from the right-hander, up and in, ball one. No action in the Storm bullpen. Snyder up to 68 pitches now. Right-handers 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Snyder on 1-1 the pitch. Down and away. Two balls, one strike. Leadoff batter Aline on deck. The 2-1. Inside, it hits him. And the number 9 hitter in the order takes his base. Here's Bubba Aline. Aline, 1-for-3. He has a triple sandwiched by a couple of strikeouts. Switch hitter batting left-handed, two out, runner at first. And Snyder, the pitch. Up and in, ball one, 1-0. In there for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Snyder sets. Delivers. And the pitch outside for ball two, 2-1. The 2-1, low ball three. Three balls, one strike, two out. Next pitch. Breaking ball in there, it's 3-2. Runner will go from first, 3-2, two out. 4-4 in the seventh. Snyder set, and the pitch. High ball four, he walks a lean. And that puts two on with two out for Jake Vogel. Here comes Leo Rosales out to the mound to talk to Snyder. There is now action behind him in the bullpen, which reminds us Keegan Collette was one of the others who was promoted to High A Fort Wayne. Certainly worthy of that promotion. So Collette, another Storm no longer on the roster. A meeting on the mound for the Storm. Two out, seventh inning, two on for the Quakes, 4-4 the score. Jake Vogel about to come to the plate. Vogel standing in, takes ball one, 1-0. One and oh, Snyder kicks and deals. And Vogel takes high ball two. 2-0 the count. Snyder looking in for the sign. Two on, two out, 2-0 the count. Right-hander set, the pitch. In there, breaking ball, strike. So a right-hander warms in the Storm pen. Not entirely sure yet who that is. It might be Ruben Galindo warming up. 2-1. Misses high, ball three, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two out. Second baseman Hoffman breaks to second, but no play there. Three and one. Snyder deals, and it's fouled away, 3-2. Three and two, two out, two on. Runners will go on the pitch. Snyder set, and the payoff. Runners go, breaking ball low. It's ball four. And the bases are loaded for the Quakes for Dalton rushing. So, with two out, a hit batter, and then back-to-back walks. And this jam is all Snyder's doing. And now he faces Rushing, who's 1-for-3 with a double. Two out, bases loaded. Snyder set above the belt. Right-hander kicks, delivers home. Rushing swings and misses at a breaking ball, 0-1. No balls, one strike, two out. Young at third, Alene at second, Vogel at first. Junior Garcia's on deck, 0-1. Snyder delivers, and rushing takes just high with a breaking ball. Zabala wanted that call. Didn't get it, though, and it's 1-1. One and one the count, rushing back in. The catcher out of Louisville. Waiting, 1-1 from Snyder. Swing and a grounder foul into the Quakes dugout. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and two out. Snyder comes set, and the righty kicks, delivers. Rushing fouls one back over the screen. Bounces back down to the first few rows of seats. We'll do it again at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and two out. Right-hander kicks the next pitch. In there on the inside corner, strike three called, and Snyder gets out of his own jam. His sixth strikeout, and the Quakes leave the bases loaded in the top of the seventh. Time to stretch. It is 4-4 at the diamond. Jackson Merrill leading off for the Storm against Orlando Ortiz. Bottom of the seventh, game tied 4-4. First pitch taken for a strike. Storm just got out of a tough jam. Duncan Snyder striking out, Dalton rushing, looking. Next pitch from Ortiz to Merrill, and he takes outside. It's 1-1. Merrill, Zabala, and Castagnon. Bottom, or rather at top of the order for the Storm. As Ortiz sets, 1-1 pitch. Merrill swings, sends a fly ball towards the line in left. Long run for Vogel into the corner, and he overruns it. It's a fair ball. It drops on the track. Merrill heads for third, and the relay, they're not in time. Merrill's in safely, and Jake Vogel overruns a fly ball in left field, and the Storm have a runner at third, nobody out, and we'll see what the scoring is. It was a long run for Vogel. They're going to give Merrill a triple. That's a hometown call. A long run for Vogel, a tough play, but he overran it and should have made the catch. But instead, it's called a triple. And so, the Storm with the go-ahead run at third. Nobody out. Here's Juan Zabala, who's 1-for-3. And Ortiz's first pitch is grounded back up the middle softly. Second baseman Young Fields throws to first, gets Zabala. Merrill stays put at third with the infield up. So one out. And now it's Castagnon. Bottom of the 7-4-4. Both teams, 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Castagnon, he's walked twice, he's grounded out to third. And Ortiz set, first pitch. Castagnon swings and misses, 0-1. One. Fly ball right center. Moving over, making the catch. Aline tagging from third. Merrill, and Aline dropped the ball. But they say he dropped it on the transfer, but it's a sack fly as Merrill scores, and the Storm lead it 5-4. Sacrifice fly to center. Castagnon, the RBI. 5-4 Storm. Now the batter, Nerwillian Cedeno, 2 out, nobody on base here in the 7th. Cedeno standing in. And the first pitch on the way from Ortiz is outside, ball 1, 1-0. Ortiz, the 1-0, down and away, ball 2. Cedeno swings, drives one deep to left. Vogel back onto the track to make the catch. That ends the inning, but the Storm do get a run on one hit, and nobody left on. We go to the 8th, it's 5-4 Storm. Junior Garcia at the plate with the Storm now up 5-4. New pitcher Manuel Castro on the mound for the Lake Elsinore Storm, and his first pitch to Garcia is outside for ball one. Castro taking over for Duncan Snyder. Top of the eighth, 5-4 Storm. Castro kicks and deals, and Garcia lines a base hit in the left field. So a runner at first with nobody out, and now the batter, Yainer Fernandez. Checking on the Cal League scores. Bottom of the fifth in San Jose, Giants leading Stockton 2-1. Bottom of the fourth in Modesto, the Nuts lead Visalia 6-0. And up in San Bernardino, Inland Empire 2, Fresno 1. Castro, first pitch to Fernandez, and he takes strike one. No balls, one strike. Fernandez today, homered, struck out, grounded out to third. Runner at first, nobody out. And Castro, the 0-1. Fernandez swings, sends a fly ball to right. Farmer has it, makes the catch. One out. Here's Kyle Nevin. First pitch, Nevin swings, grounded to third. Castagnon to second for one. Hoffman to first. A double play, and just like that, the top of the eighth is over. 5-4-3. No runs, one hit, nobody left, no errors. We go to the bottom of the eighth. 5-4 Storm.
All right, Storm fans. Now, usually I make this a competition where I split the stadium in half, but right now, since there's a good amount of people, it's been a great crowd. There's going to be a very popular song that plays, and when the work stops, I want everybody in the stadium to sing as loud as they can. We're going to see if we can beat a Friday night crowd. All right, get ready. DJ, hit it.
Bottom of the eighth, Storm searching for insurance as Justin Farmer leads off. It is 5-4 Storm, and the first pitch from Orlando Ortiz is in for a strike, 0-1 to Farmer. Ortiz set, 0-1. Right-hander comes home down and away, one ball, one strike. Farmer taps the bat on the plate a couple times. 1-1, stands back in. And Ortiz kicks and comes home. Farmer fouls it back towards the on-deck circle where Samuel Zavala is standing. 1-2. Ortiz the pitch. And Farmer swings, pops it up, foul, back of the plate. Out of play. One and two on Justin Farmer. And the pitch from Ortiz. Farmer fouls it off. Do it again at one and two. One, two, down and away with a breaking ball. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch misses for ball three. Three and two, it's a full count. The payoff, fouled off at the plate. Farmer stays alive. Farmer fouled that one off his foot. He's shaken up a bit. Three and two. Ortiz, the pitch. And Farmer swings and misses. Strike three. So Ortiz strikes out his second. First out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Samuel Zavala coming up now. As he digs in his diamond debut, Zavala's 0 for 2. He's walked and he's grounded out twice. First pitch to him, left-handed batter, and he takes up and away, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Ortiz, 1-0. Set, the pitch. Zavala swings, lines up, base hit into right center field. Garcia over to cut it off in the gap. Zavala gonna try for two. Ortiz's throw to second. It's in time, and Zavala is out at second base. So Zavala will be credited with a single, but he's thrown out by the right fielder Garcia. Nice throw. And there's two down here in the eighth inning for Angel Solarte. Right-handed hitter, first pitch. He takes strike one. No balls, one strike. Ortiz, the 0-1. Solarte, check swing. He went around on a pitch that almost hit him down and in. And it's nothing in two. Five runs, seven hits, one error for the Storm. Four runs, seven hits, and one error for the Quakes. No balls, two strikes. And two outs. Ortiz, the 0-2. Solarte swings, pops it up right side. Over comes the first baseman, Nevin, but he runs out of room in the Quakes bullpen. And two on Solarte. Ortiz ready, and the 0-2 fouled off of the plate. Quakes in the top of the ninth will have the bottom third of their order. McClain, Bittison, and Young, and it seems like it'll be Manuel Castro to come back out for the Storm. Nobody throwing behind him at the moment in the bullpen. 0-2. Fouled off. We'll do it again. Nobody on, two out. Storm lead it by a run, 5-4. Charlize Aquino on deck. Solarte back in the box, 0-2 pitch. Ortiz ready, and the right-hander deals. Just misses outside. It's 1-2. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Ortiz strikes out Solarte. And we are headed to the top of the ninth. The Storm lead by a run. Three outs away from a win. It's 5-4. Back in a moment from the diamond. Manuel Castro leading off for the, or rather Manuel Castro on the mound for the Storm as we go to the top of the ninth inning. First pitch, breaking ball to Sean McClain. And it's taken for strike 0-1. McClain, Bittison, and Young for the Quakes here in the ninth. As the next pitch misses up and in, one ball and one strike. Castro working from the first base side of the rubber. 5-4 Storm, ninth inning, leading by one. The pitch, it's up and away, and they count 2-1. McClain today, 1-for-3. Right-handed hitter, number 7 hitter in the order. Storm leading by a run, trying to finish off a win in game 1 of the series. The pitch hit in the air to right. Farmer to his left has a play. He's there, he makes the catch. And there's one gone for Bittison, who comes to the plate.
Third baseman Nick Bittison.
Benoni Robles gonna throw tomorrow for the Quakes, it seems. Not Gabe Emmett, he was the scheduled starter. Meanwhile, a quick meeting at the mound as Zabala goes out to talk with Castro. 1 out, nobody on. Storm looking for their 62nd win, trying to improve to 21 games over 500. And that six-game losing streak they suffered a couple weeks ago seems certainly like a thing of the past as the first pitch is lined to third by Bittison and caught by Castagnon. And the Storm are one out away from a win. Two out, nobody on, top of the ninth, 5-4 Storm. And here we go, as Taylor Young digs in. Castro looks in for the sign, and the right-hander set, first pitch. It's in there, no, just low, ball one, 1-0. So Storm, if they can get this final out, would be 62-41. The Quakes would be 53-50 as Castro delivers up and away, ball two. Meanwhile, the Storm would improve to 22-15 in the second half, and the Quakes would fall to 17-20. 2-0, Castro the pitch. And it's high ball three, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. The pitch. And that one in there, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two out, Castro. Ready, the pitch, home. In there, it's 3-2. A full count, nobody on, two out, top of the ninth. Storm up a run, trying to finish off the win. Castro set. And the payoff is high ball four. He walks Young. And that puts a man at first with two down for Bubba Alene, the leadoff hitter. So Alene coming to the plate, 1-for-3 with an RBI triple and a walk. And a quick meeting at the mound as Zabala went out to talk to Castro. All right, Alene, switch hitter with a tying run aboard. Steps in. And here comes Eric Young, and he might make a move. Young walking out to the mound. See if he is making the call to the pen. No call yet. He reaches Castro, everybody else joining. Someone throwing in the bullpen, not entirely sure who just yet. And Young is going to make the move, so we're gonna have a pitching change. We'll tell you who's coming in on the other side. One run game, one out to go. Storm trying to win it. Back in a moment, 5-4 like Elsinore.
Please do not throw them in the trash. Instead, recycle them with Western Riverside County Used Oil Program, where residents can exchange their used oil filters for up to a $15 oil filter voucher. Please visit the WRFCOG Facebook page for more details on how to get a voucher and their event schedule. Events are made possible by a grant from Cal Recycle.
Ryan Auk into pitch for the Storm, facing Ryan Aline, Bubba Aline rather. Auk against Aline, runner at first, two out, 5-4 Storm in the ninth. First pitch, and Auk delivers a fastball for strike one. So two out, runner at first, top of the ninth inning, 5-4 Storm. Aline batting right-handed now for the first time since he struck out looking in the first inning against Drew Pomeranz. 0-1, off the pitch, and it's down and in, one ball, one strike. One and one, two out. Vogel on deck. Auk sets, and the pitch. Down and away, 2-1. Auk 2-1. The pitch, instead of throw to first. Two and one. Hawk kicks and deals. And it's on the inside corner, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Storm a strike away. Hawk looks in, has the sign. Left-hander ready, the pitch. And it's fouled off to the right, off the netting above the Quakes dugout. We'll do it again. Two and two, the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three, and the Storm get the win in the opening game of the series. Off comes in to strike out a lead, 5-4 the final. Quakes leave a runner at first, the tying run in the ninth inning. On we go, the postgame wrap up when we come back. Welcome back to the Diamond, and welcome into our post-game wrap-up. The final Storm beat the Quakes in game one of the series, 5-4. Our final totals, Storm improved their record to 62-41, 22-15 in the second half. They scored 5 runs on 7 hits with 1 error, and the Storm left 5 on base. For the Quakes, they fall to 17-20 in the second half, 53-50 overall. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, and Rancho left 6 on base. The winning pitcher, Duncan Snyder, now 4-0. The loss to Orlando Ortiz, now 2-4. Ryan Auk with the save, his second. Time of the game, 2 hours, 26 minutes. And the announced attendance, 808. All right, let's go back and walk you through it. It was the Quakes who got on the board first in the top of the first inning on the Junior Garcia RBI single, but the Storm came right back in the bottom of the first with 2 runs of their own. Nerwillian Cedeno with an RBI triple, and then he scored on Farmer's double, and the Storm led 2-1. But Yainer Fernandez would hit a solo homer off Duncan Snyder in the top of the second to tie it at 2, and then the Quakes scored 2 runs in the third to make it 4-2, but the Storm, a run in the third on an RBI single by Farmer, and then another run in the sixth. It was Farmer again. He reached on a single, got to second on a ground ball, then moved to third on a wild pitch and scored on a passed ball. That tied the game at 4. And then in the bottom of the seventh, the Storm. Jackson Merrill getting a triple, and Marcos Castañon with a sac fly scored him to make it 5-4, and that would be the final as Ryan Ott came on for Manuel Castro to get the final out of the ninth inning, 5-4, the final. That's how this one unfolded. Let's take a look at what's unfolding elsewhere, starting in the Cal League. In San Jose, the Giants lead Stockton 5-2, top of the seventh. In Modesto, the Nuts lead Visalia 6-0 in the top of the sixth. And in San Bernardino, the 66ers up on Fresno 5-1 in the top of the seventh. In the Padres organization, in the major leagues today, the Padres hosting the Giants right now up 3-1, bottom of the sixth. Juan Soto has homered for the Padres, his 22nd of the season. His first was San Diego, and in the Padres organization. High A Fort Wayne lost to Lake County 3-1. Double A San Antonio beat Frisco 6-5. And right now, top of the eighth in El Paso, Triple A El Paso trailing Sugarland 11-10, and that's how things have unfolded here on the Cal League and Padres scoreboard on the out-of-town scoreboard for the 9th of August, 2022. On to the 10th of August, this series continues tomorrow. Another 6:05 first pitch. Jesus Gonzalez going for the Storm. We think against Benoni Robles, a lefty for the Quakes. It was originally Gabe Emmett who was scheduled to start, but he pitched tonight, so he won't start tomorrow. We think it'll be the lefty Benoni Robles for the Quakes instead. 6:05, first pitch time. Hope you can join us here if you can. All the action right here on our broadcast network. All right, before we leave you tonight, the final totals for a final time. The Storm win it. They scored 5 runs on 7 hits with 1 error. The Quakes, 4 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. Snyder, the winner, 4-0. The loss to Ortiz, 2-4. Auk, the save, his second. Time of the game, 226, 808. The announced attendance tonight. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight from the Diamond in Lake Elsinore. For our entire Storm production crew and everybody with the Lake Elsinore Storm, I'm Jason Schwartz saying thanks so much for joining us tonight and making us a part of your Tuesday evening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night for the 6:05 first pitch. Once again tonight, the Storm win it 5-4. Until tomorrow, good night, everybody.